Hi everyone, it's Gordon Brown here with the very latest Hamilton Park Racecourse podcast, and this time we're looking forward to the third last meeting of the year, the USAVE Utility Contracts Race Day. It's on Sunday the 21st of September. It's a 7 race card. It starts at 2:13 and it goes all the way through to 5:13. Our penultimate race day comes up the following afternoon as well, Monday the 22nd of September. And our final meeting of 2025 is Monday the 29th of September. It's our September weekend family race day. More details if you check out the Hamilton Park Racecourse website. Always best to book in advance as well for the best deals. Really good card this coming up on Sunday. Irish Dancer is the headline act for me. Number 7 running in the 3:43, the USAVE Business Energy Specialist Fillies Handicap. It's over 6 furlongs and Irish Dancer is currently sharing the modern day record of 9 wins at Hamilton Park with Jim Goldie's speedster Jordan Electric. She's won 3 times already this evening and she is bidding to get the record haul all to herself. She's actually won elsewhere. She's also won at Ripon and at Carlisle. She seems to enjoy a course with a hill. And of course, if you know Hamilton Park, there's a fairly stiff, famous uphill finish. She's a completely different horse with a race course with a hill, likes of Hamilton and Carlisle. She's trained in Cumbria by Tristan Davidson, but quite a few of the owners in the syndicate are locals to Hamilton Park Racecourse. So there's usually quite a big body of cheers in the winner's enclosure when she comes back after she wins. As I say, she's won 3 times already this year. It'll probably take a career best to win again, but she's coming here and she's always the type of horse that comes alive when she comes to her favourite course. She's not the only course and distance winner in the lineup. Educating Rita, trained near Darlington by Michael Dodds, has got course and distance winning form. And Amaretto is another one for David Allen and Tim Easterby, along with Annie Edson-Taylor, trained in Yorkshire by Phil Macon. Just looking back earlier on in the card, we've got another sprint, this time over 5 furlongs for the Moira Steen Memorial Handicap, the 2:43. Again, plenty of course and distance winning form in this race. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 previous course and distance winners in the lineup, including 2 trained by Ian Jardine, the top weight Giselle's Izzy, and Zafia, ridden by Andrew Mullen. In this particular contest, we've also got Kyber Crystal, who won the corresponding race 12 months ago for County Durham trainer Rebecca Menzies. The mare actually won by a length, but it was a pretty cosy success in the end. And also, the longest race on the card, you've got to spin through to the 7th and final race at 5:13. It's the Hampton by Hilton Hamilton Park Handicap, over 1 mile, 4 furlongs and 15 yards. And Jaminos for Oisin Orr and Lucinda Russell and Michael Scudamore is on a hat-trick following strikes over shorter at Carlisle and at Hamilton Park, over 1 mile and 3 furlongs on both occasions. Really competitive day's racing. We're looking forward to it. We hope to see you there. We hope to see you racing at some point between now and the end of the season at Hamilton Park. And remember, do check out that website. All our reviews and previews are on there as well. And you get a good deal if you book in advance.